Leading members of the Humboldt County Growers Alliance have described the county's cannabis industry as emerging from an era of decline with new opportunities on the horizon. Stabilization of the cannabis economy and some encouraging signs for the future were discussed during a July 14th online presentation to the Community Economic Resilience Consortium. Indy Riggs of Galactic Farms, the Alliance Board's vice president, said, quote, "We've gone through a lot of changes and transitions, but we're doing really good and have a lot of awesome stuff going on." The positive happenings include cannabis participation in the California State Fair, the state's newly released regulations on cannabis appellations of origin, and development of the county's low-impact camping ordinance under a new state bill. This year is the Alliance's 10th anniversary, and Willow Creek cannabis farmer Hannah White, the Alliance's board president, reflected on the time span.
It's been a long and interesting road, and we are at a much different place 10 years into it than we were in 2016. I think we can all see the, you know, impacts that legalization has had. Some of them have been great, and some of them have been less great. We've lost a lot of farmers just due to attrition, due to the challenges of the regulated market, the incredible overproduction across the entire state, and just cost of compliance and taxation and overproduction has created challenging market dynamics for producers. Although I do believe things have kind of stabilized. And so we're really seeing the cultivators and the businesses in Humboldt, I feel, stabilized. You know, I feel like we've kind of we're done in the like shed of businesses.
Regulatory conditions are improving, and White highlighted the recent federal reclassification of cannabis to Schedule 3 under the Controlled Substances Act. That allows state-licensed medical cannabis operators to deduct business expenses on federal tax returns and facilitates research. Research is continually expanding and will help the region establish its brand under the state's Appellations of Origin rules for cannabis.
And something that you may or may not be aware of is that Cal Poly, the Cannabis Studies Program, received a $10 million endowment for their Cannabis Studies Program. So it creates a future where we have money coming in an academic space to help do research. And I think something that's really exciting, you know, for the legacy of producers in Humboldt County is how we might be able to tandem research also with development of regional appellations of origin. Currently, HCGA is very involved with and has been honestly for about 10 years as the discussion has been on drafting California Cannabis Appellations Program.
Studying the region's cannabis presents, quote, great opportunities for not only highlighting the value of those products, but also the region itself, White said. The state and county allowances for low-impact camping will give private landowners the chance to host campsites without expensive commercial permits, which opens opportunities for cannabis farm tourism. The positive trends and some persistent challenges were discussed in this exchange between Greg Foster of the Redwood Region Economic Development Commission, the meeting's host, and White.
Yeah, this is exciting stuff. I mean, there's more to come. The industry's not dead, as they say.
It's not dead, and it's actually really exciting. We have our local law enforcement still flying legal and not legal farms, looking for environmental harms and labor violations. But, you know, we're still operating under prohibition, and as many gains as we've made, there's still so many more to be made, but really feel like we're in a stable, we want to feel we're in a stable place here. And I think countywide, we really have that. I feel so grateful for the relationship we have working with the planning department and county staff, and really the support we have from the county in supporting appellations and supporting reduced tax relief for our cultivators.
For KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.